Section 1. Influences. Module 1. The author and the historical context. Key points. The theory of money and credit ushers in a new era of economic thought, still relevant today, by integrating Mises's strongly argued theory of money into a general theory of price and marginal utility. The Austrian school, which Mises represents, sought to uncover universal generalizations underneath historical detail, and was generally laissez-faire. Mises said that Karl Menger's Principles of Economics made an economist of me by converting him to the outlook of the Austrian school. Why read this text? The impact of Ludwig von Mises's The Theory of Money and Credit on how we understand money, the money supply, and other issues in economics is profound. One economics professor called Mises the last knight of liberalism for his devotion to individual choice in an era in which the pendulum tilted toward central planning in free market as well as socialist countries. For those familiar with today's mainstream economics, reading The Theory of Money and Credit offers insights into the origins of many familiar economic concepts as well as critiques of the direction economic policy and economics have taken since the book was published. Mises's theory of money is significant, but so is how he integrates it into a general theory of marginal utility and price. For those just beginning in economics, reading Mises offers the chance to look at how concepts such as marginal utility, the subjective theory of value, and the theory of money first evolved in intellectual struggles between Mises and his sparring partners, German economic historians and later Keynesians. For those interested in contemporary politics, the divide between libertarians like Mises and more centralizing traditions cuts across both the left and right. Both left libertarians and right libertarians are skeptical of the state, preferring voluntary cooperation to centralized planning. Right libertarians prefer the market. Left libertarians prefer trade unions or workers' self-management of the workplace, combined with decentralized political organization. Mises is not only of historical interest, however. In the wake of the 2008 global financial crisis, when most governments adopted Keynesian fiscal stimulus with deficit spending, The Economist pointed out policymakers took an odd lack of interest in Mises's argument these policies would just add fuel to boom-bust cycles. Given the repeated credit booms and busts of the past 40 years, that may be a pity, the newspaper concluded. Mises and his arguments thus remain enduringly relevant today. Author's life. Ludwig von Mises was born on September 29, 1881, in today's Lviv, a city which is now in Ukraine, but was then part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. His great-grandfather, the financier, city councilman, and orphanage founder Meyer Rachmiel Mises, was ennobled that April by Emperor Franz Joseph, part of a policy of liberalization toward the empire's Jews. Ludwig's father, Arthur, was a senior engineer for the Chernovich Railroad Company, while his maternal uncle, Hermann Mises, was a liberal member of parliament in 1873 for the county of Drohobitz, and also a journalist. When his railroad line was nationalized, around autumn 1887, Arthur von Mises moved his family to Vienna to take up a new post as a civil servant and construction counselor to the railroad ministry. Ludwig and his brothers Richard, later a prominent mathematician, and Karl received excellent educations in the cosmopolitan capital of the Habsburg Empire. In Ludwig's case, this was at the Akademischer Gymnasium, one of Vienna's best schools and an institution preferred by the liberal bourgeois. In autumn 1900, Mises entered the Department of Law and Government Science at the University of Vienna, where in addition to the 4 years required to qualify for legal practice, he completed 3 additional examinations for a doctorate. He participated in seminars organized by Karl Grünberg, against whose historicist approach he later rebelled. Mises's first published research, a 1902 study of government reforms concerning peasant farmers in Galicia, was completed under Grünberg. Mises's interest in the theory of money was stimulated by attending lectures given by Friedrich von Wieser, the University of Vienna's professor of political economy from 1903. So did the work of Wieser's predecessor, Karl Menger, whose Principles Mises read around Christmas 1903. Both men were opponents of historicism, making the case for a universal rational economic theory to understand dynamics underlying historical narratives. This approach came to be known as the Austrian School, and the debate between these scholars and the historicists was called the Methodenstreit, the Great Dispute on Method. Reading Menger changed Mises's outlook, seeing the free market instead of government intervention as offering human betterment. By February 1906, he gained the title of Dr. Juris Utericae, Doctor of Canon and Secular Law, and began to attend the seminars of Eugen Böhm-Berwick, a 4-time Minister of Finance, under whose guidance Mises began researching money and banking. Mises wrote his first books, The Theory of Money and Credit, in 1912, with 5 more by 1933, while working for several public clients as an economic advisor, before the 1934 assassination of Austria's chancellor by local Nazis cast his country's future in doubt. Mises spent 6 years in Switzerland as a professor at Geneva's Institut des Hautes Internationales, Graduate Institute of International Studies, before moving to New York in 1940. There, supported by the Rockefeller and Volcker Foundations and with private assistance from the journalist and advertising executive Lawrence Fertig, he worked as a visiting professor at New York University from 1945 until his retirement in 1969, 4 years before his death at the age of 92. Author's background. Mises's work in The Theory of Money and Credit arises out of the quarrel of the first members of the Austrian school with the then-dominant historical school of economics. Karl Menger's Principle of Economics, published in 1871, launched the Austrian school, and with it its struggle, Methodenstreit, with the historical school and its leading representative, Gustav von Schmoller. Schmoller, who from 1899 represented the University of Berlin in the Prussian House of Lords, coined the term Austrian school to paint his opponents as provincials from sleepy Austria, instead of scholars from the self-confident German Empire. But Katheder Sozialismus, university-chaired socialists, the term coined by the Austrian school to describe its enemies, many of whom were prominent advocates of the idea of the welfare state, also stuck. Menger rejected the labor theory of value used by Adam Smith to explain the value of goods, and still employed by Marxist economists. In its place, Menger introduced the concept of marginal utility. In particular, argued Menger, marginal utility explained the diamond water paradox, which had flummoxed classical economists like Smith. This was the puzzle of why diamonds were more expensive than water, when water is more important for survival. Mises later said Menger's principles made an economist of me, by which he meant a proponent of the superior value of free enterprise and voluntary individual association to grand schemes of the state. Mises perceived this as the tradition of British classical economists, such as Adam Smith, as well as the leading French économistes, including Henri d'Anse-Simon and Yves Guillot, of the 18th and 19th centuries. End of Section 1, Module 1. Coming up next. Section 1. Influences. Module 2. Academic Context.